I share something with you before we come to a close here a little later in the service. But, you know, I look out on this world out here and people trying to satisfy that empty place in their soul with drugs and alcohol and immorality and sensuality. But none of that's going to do it. Some are trying to fill it with possessions and thinking that the more they have, the better they'll be satisfied. You won't ever get enough of this world to satisfy that longing in your soul. You just won't. It's not there. There's a place in the heart of man that only God can fill. Nothing else can fill that. If you would stand with me this morning while we read from the word of the Lord, one verse. John chapter 3, verse 16. Help me, God. John chapter 3, verse 16. You can probably quote it as well as you can read it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Would you read it out loud with me? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You can be seated this morning. In that verse, there is a phrase I want to just deal with for a little bit. Whosoever believeth in him. Whosoever believeth in him. Within the context of this verse is a revelation of salvation and a promise for a pardon. The revelation is this, that God so loved the world of lost sinners that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for their sins. The promise is, whosoever believeth in him, Jesus, should not perish, but receive pardon for their sin, so that they might have everlasting life. I love this word, whosoever. It's an emphatic expression that just says whoever, meaning anyone. Anyone. Anyone, no matter who they are. No matter what their nationality is. No matter what their skin color is. No matter what their background is. No matter what their position in this world is. No matter what sins they have committed except blaspheme of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whosoever. The promise is whosoever believeth in him. Now some may say, well, if just believing in Jesus is all there is to it, then that will be easy. But in order to truly believe in him, it's more than just saying the words, I believe. In believing in him, you must believe that he is, that he exists, that he's alive, that he's not just a dead prophet of the past, but he's a resurrected Lord. Amen. You must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must believe, amen, who he is, what the Bible says and who the Bible says he is. And you may ask, well, what does the Bible say about him? Who does the Bible say he is? In Revelation 1 and 8, it says he's the Alpha and Omega. Amen. In Revelation 22:13, it says he's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the bread of life. There's many scriptures, and I'll not quote the scripture, but mention some things about Jesus and who he is. The Bible teaches us he's the creator of all things. He's the door of the sheepfold. He's the good shepherd. He's the great high priest. He's the hope of glory. He's the great I am. He's the King of the Jews. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords and the Lord of glory. He's the Lord of all and the Lamb of God. Amen. That takes away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. He's the light of the world. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the master. He's the mediator between God and man. He's a miracle worker. He's a mighty God. Amen. The only begotten Son of God, the Prince of Peace. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the rock of our salvation. He's the root of David, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Savior of the world, the true vine. He's the truth. He's the way. And he's the life, and no man can come unto the Father except through and by him. In order to believe in him, whosoever believeth in him, you must believe who he is. Amen. He's all that I mentioned. Amen. And he's even more. I've just mentioned some of the titles of Christ. But you must not only believe in who he is. Amen. You must believe in what he did. Well, you say, what did he do? Well, the Bible tells us a lot of things about what he did. But I'll tell you what he did. He came into this world, amen, through the womb of a virgin. He became like us, amen, that he might be tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. He healed the sick. He cast out devils. He raised the dead. He relieved the oppressed. He set the captive free. He made the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak, and the lame to leap. He walked on the water. He rebuked the wind. He calmed the storms. And he forgave sinners of their sins. Amen. He died on the cross for the sins of all mankind. He purchased our pardon with his own blood. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. He descended into the heart of the earth and took the keys of death and hell from the devil. Amen. After 3 days in the grave, he rose from the dead, and he appeared unto some women at the tomb, to some disciples in a room, to Peter, Paul, and above 500 at one time. Amen. And 40 days after he rose from the dead, he ascended from the Mount of Olives. Amen. And returned to heaven and sat down at the right hand of his Father. And ever liveth and make an intercession for them that will call upon his name. Friend, if you want to be saved and you want to go to heaven, you must believe who he is. And you must believe what he did. But not only must you believe in him in the sense of who he is and what he did, but you must also believe in what he said. And I'm going to tell you, never a man spake like this man. The world's never known a preacher like this preacher. The world's never known another Savior like this Savior. There's never been another man like this man. Amen. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one way. And Jesus is that way. Hallelujah. Help me preach, Lord. Amen. You must believe what is said. Here's what Jesus said. Matthew 10:32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Amen. In order to believe in him, you must confess him. Confess him to be Lord of your life. Confess to him you are a sinner in need of salvation. He went on to say, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him also will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. So you see, by your choice today of either accepting him or rejecting him, amen, you're either confessing him or you're denying him. You'll either open up your heart and say, I want him to be Lord of my life, or you walk out of that door just like you came in here, rejecting him and denying him the privilege of taking up the throne in your heart. Friend, let me encourage you today. Amen. Confess him. Repent of your sin. Turn from your, amen, own ways and believe in Jesus. In Matthew 18:4, he said these words. Whosoever shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus had a group of little children around him. He picked one up, put it in his lap, and told all the adults around, you want to go in the kingdom of heaven? You're going to have to humble yourself as a little child. Now I'm going to tell you, in a world that's filled with pride, humility is a hard thing for men to deal with. They don't want to have to get on their knees. They don't want to have to admit they're wrong. They don't want to have to admit they're a sinner. But I'm going to tell you, if you're going to get to God's heaven,
You've got to humble yourself. Amen. There's no other way. Amen. Jesus said in Luke 14:11, for whosoever has exalted himself shall be abased. You may not humble yourself now, but you'll be humbled when you stand before the judgment of God at the end of the way. So what's the better choice? The better choice is humble yourself now. Confess him as Lord. Amen. Matthew 16:25. He said, for whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. That may sound like double talk to you, but it's far from that, friend. Amen. He's saying if you keep your life for yourself to fulfill your own pleasures, you're going to lose it. But he said if you give your life to me and live for me, you're going to save it. And I'm telling you, that's what somebody right here needs to do today. Luke 14:26, Jesus said, if any man come to me, hate not his father, mother, wife, children, brethren, sisters, and yea, his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Hey, Jesus was saying, you got to put me first. I got to be at the top of the list. You got to love everybody less. Amen. Put your whole life trust in my being. Amen. He went on to say, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all he hath cannot be my disciple. That may sound hard to you, but let me say this. Would you hear me? Let me say this to you. What you give up in this world is nothing compared to what you're going to get, amen, back in return. Joy in your soul, peace in your heart, and the glories of heaven, a reward unsearchable. Praise God. I know sometimes people look at us Christians and say they're dreamers, they're visionaries, they believe in a place they've never saw. But friend, I beg your pardon. I've tasted of that heavenly country. I've not been there, amen, in my being in this sense. But heaven's come to me. Heaven's touched me. When Jesus came in, a piece of heaven came in. Praise God! And brought joy to my soul. Well, I'm getting excited this morning. Amen, and I can't help it. Luke 14:27, Jesus said, and there's no way I can preach everything he said this morning, but this is what you got to believe. Whosoever doth not bear his cross and cometh after me cannot be my disciple. I'm not going to tell you living for Jesus is all a bed of roses, that it's all easy. But I will tell you this, amen, that if you'll live for him, it'll be the best life. But I'm going to say it's not for wimps. Being a Christian is not for sissies. Amen. And if you ain't got the guts to step out and live for God, amen, you might as well look the other direction, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to take having a made up mind, amen, to live for the Lord and a changed heart. You got to get up out of that seat, come down this old fashioned altar, kneel, amen, humble yourself, call upon the Lord, confess your sins, repent of them, turn from them, call on him for salvation, and you'll find it. Mark 3:35, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same as my brother, my sister, and my mother. Amen. You want to be in fellowship with him? You want to be part of the family of God? Amen. Then do the will of God. Amen. Not only make a start. You see, there's a lot of people in this world, a lot of churches, they'll tell people make a start, make a decision for Christ, and that's all you got to do. That's not what the Bible says. Amen. That's the beginning. You got to take up that cross. You got to follow him. And you got to do his will. Jesus said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. But he also said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which has built his house on the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the ruin of it. You see, the house that, the life that is built on Christ, amen, will stand the storm of death. will stand the storms of life. Amen. But that life that is not founded upon him will suffer loss and ruin and destruction in the end. Amen. John 12:46, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. Are you tired of wondering what's right and what's wrong? Amen. Are you tired of wondering what it's really going to take to get, amen, to heaven? When it's all over with, friend, if you'll come to Jesus and open up your heart to him, he'll remove the doubt, he'll remove the fear, he'll turn on the light, he'll lead the way, he'll show you how to go and what to do. And Jesus said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Does that sound good to you? Amen. It sounds good to me. Say, now wait a minute, preacher, everybody's going to die. Amen. Friend, you can either live once and die twice. Amen. That means living in this world and dying in this world and dying in eternity without God. Amen. Or you can die once and live twice. Amen. You can live in this God, in this world for God. You'll die in this world, but you won't die in the next one. You'll live again if you got Jesus in your life. Amen. Peter said these words, Acts 10:43. To him, speaking of Jesus, give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Not probably, not might, but shall. Amen. And you believe in him, the job will get done. You believe in who he is, what he did, and what he said, friend. Amen. You can walk out of this building this morning a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm not asking you to join Calvary Holiness Church. Amen. But I am asking you to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Amen. Paul said, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this morning, amen, this is a simple gospel, but the truth is Christ came and died for your sins. Amen. So you could be saved. Sister Gail, come. I look out on this congregation this morning. I don't know everybody's heart, but there's one here that does. Church, I'm going to ask you to begin to pray. You know, you can't be friends with the world and friends with God. You got to make up your mind which direction you're going to go. Call upon the Lord and be saved. Amen. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world, the enemy of God. Amen. You got to give him your all. I don't want to sugarcoat it this morning. I want to tell you like it is. You've got to give him your all. One man, my father-in-law, when he went to pray to get saved, he gave this testimony. He said when he was down praying, God did convict him of his sin. He was in his bedroom at home. And when he was down praying, God began to show him some things he was going to have to lay aside. Amen. The old devil spoke to him and said, God's going to take everything you've got and he's not going to leave you with, give you anything in return. I thank God that Gene Taylor didn't listen to the devil. He went on and repented of his sin and called upon the Lord, and the Lord came into his life and the Lord gave him a whole lot more than the devil ever gave him. Amen. What the devil gave him was taking his life. But what Christ gave him life. And that's what the devil wants to do, is destroy you. The Bible said the thief, speaking of the devil, cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But you know what Jesus said? He said, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundant. Right here, I feel a power of God in this service. Jesus is right here and he's ready to save somebody today. Friend, I can't save you, but I'm telling you about the man who can. Amen. If you'll make your way down that aisle, it might seem like a long ways, but there's been a lot of people walk down that aisle. They walk down here a sinner, but they walk back saved. And you can too. Let's stand here at this moment and bow our heads. Nobody looking around, please. I felt this in my soul. Oh, God. If you feel the touch of God in your life today, you're troubled about your soul's condition. You don't want to leave this world lost without God. You don't want to go to hell. You want to go to heaven. Then come receive Jesus to be Lord of your life. Come and invite him in. Come and surrender your all. Amen. You can step out right now. I'm inviting you now to come meet you at this altar. You and I can pray together, and God will hear us. God's speaking to your heart. Grab a loved one by the hand and say, go with me to the altar.
Do you know him today?
You've been around it.
You can't turn him.
You've seen its effects in other people's lives. But why not let the Lord have his way in your life? Why not find peace that passes all understanding?
Without him,
why not get joy unspeakable, full of glory?
Oh,
how about it? Come on, friend.
Jesus.
Come on, meet me at this altar this morning. Pray, church.
Oh,
come on. How about you today?
Jesus.
Do you like to make that commitment to Christ?
Do you know him
today? Like
today?
To give him your all? If you haven't, you need to do it now.
You can't turn
young, old, middle-aged,
away.
It don't matter.
Oh,
the grace of God is right here today to do a work in your life, whoever you are. Say, preacher, after all I've done, I don't know God would have me.
How lost I would be.
Give him a chance, friend. You'll find he's ready to receive you.
Without him,
he's ready to take you into his church.
He's
ready to pardon your sins. He's ready to put it away today. How about it?
Him,
oh, God. You're thinking about it. You're thinking about it. You'll listen. You'll hear a soft knock at the door of your heart this morning. That soft knock is Jesus.
Like a ship.
He's talking to you.
With a
he said, if you'll open up, I'll come in. Won't you come on this morning?
Jesus.
What a sweet name.
Jesus.
Do you know him today? Turn him
away.
Don't turn him away this morning. Come on, while you got this opportunity. You got a window of opportunity this morning. You got a chance. Don't pass it up. You don't know how much time you've got. You've seen loved ones go ahead. You've seen friends pass away suddenly. But God's give you this opportunity to make things right with him so you don't have to leave unprepared. Come on. Come on this morning. Come on this morning. Come on this morning. Wait just a little bit longer.
I would be hopeless. But with Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank God I'm saved.
Father, Heavenly Father,
Jesus.
You know every heart in this place today.
Jesus.
Men, women, young people.
Do you know him?
You know where they stand.
You can't turn him.
And you give us a promise that
away.
We believe and trust in who you are, and what you did, what you said, and live the life that we could be saved. I thank you, Lord, that you can give an experience to a man that he can know, a woman that they can know. a young person, they can know that things are right with you. Father, I ask, Lord, that conviction, Lord, fall upon the heart of those that you are speaking to, even greater, that when they bow the knee, they'll find peace, God. Help them to find that place of prayer. In Jesus' name. Sing that chorus one more time, Sister Gail.
Jesus.
Jesus is calling.
Oh, Jesus.
Do